AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden welcomed Kenya's president to the White House today, thanking him for sending forces to Haiti to quell gang violence there. Sagar Magani has more.
A multinational force in Haiti will include about 1,000 Kenyan police officers.
The women and children in Haiti deserve peace.
Kenyan President William Ruto at the White House with President Biden, who says the U.S. will give $300 million to support that force. He opted against sending American personnel for a simple reason.
Just raises all kinds of questions that can be easily misrepresented.
While he's trying to avoid that, Ruto is facing legal challenges at home over why Kenyan forces will go overseas, while his own nation faces economic and security challenges. Ruto says it's Kenya's duty as a democracy.
Insecurity, instability anywhere is insecurity and instability everywhere.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
For a second time, Senate Republicans are blocking a bill to clamp down on the number of migrants allowed to claim asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer brought it up again to underscore Republican resistance.
Republicans want to give speeches, let the border fester, and do absolutely nothing to fix the problem.
Senator James Lankford, who helped write the bill, says Democrats are playing a political game.
Today is an opportunity to be able to have a vote that's sitting out there so people can send fundraising emails out.
Ohio's Republican governor has ordered a special session next week to pass legislation ensuring President Biden's on the 2024 ballot in the state. The Supreme Court has preserved a Republican-held South Carolina congressional district, rejecting a lower court ruling that it discriminated against black voters. And the Biden administration's expected to announce another round of military aid for Ukraine tomorrow. It comes as Kyiv struggles to hold off Russian advances in the Kharkiv region. This is AP News. A down day for stocks. Seth Sutel has details in the AP Markets Report.
Stocks slumped on Wall Street after strong economic reports raised the possibility of interest rates staying painfully high. The S&P 500 fell 0.7% Thursday, pulling further back from the record high it set earlier this week. The Dow lost 605 points. That's about 1.5%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.4%. Stocks fell as Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Yields climbed after reports showed accelerating growth for U.S. businesses and a resilient job market. Worries about high rates hit high dividend stocks particularly hard, such as real estate companies and utilities. The widespread losses more than offset another blowout profit report from market heavyweight NVIDIA. NVIDIA reported booming demand for its chips, which are used to power AI applications. NVIDIA jumped more than 9%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.